Hello, everybody. My name is David Kane. I've been working in Brazil for the last 6 years, and I'm working with a large coalition called the Jubilee South Brazil Campaign, which makes up part of the International Jubilee Campaign, which has been working on debt issues. But this year we're working on, more specifically, on the FTAA. We in Brazil really see the battle against the FTAA as the final battle. Many people are calling this the final battle, saying if we lose and FTAA passes, pretty much all of our struggles will be impossible because our governments will no longer, as people have explained, will no longer be able to implement what we struggle for as popular movements. So it's a very very serious struggle that we're taking on. I think we in Brazil, but really most people agree that Brazil is really a very key country in the struggle for the FTAA. That's for a number of reasons. Because first of all, the FTAA is very much aimed at Brazil. Brazil, after Mexico, who is already included in NAFTA, is the largest economy in South America. There's over 170 million people in all the economy that entails. But outside of the economy, there's also the question of water. Past wars have been fought over petroleum and oil, but the wars of the future will be being fought over water. And the Amazon Basin region holds about 30% of the fresh water in the world. So, and Brazil has the largest part of the Amazon Basin region. And outside of water, the Amazon is also the largest source of biodiversity, which is the future economy is biotechnology, pharmaceutical companies, and the base of that economy is based on biodiversity, plants, funguses, animals that are found in this region. Many Americans aren't aware, but the U.S. is placing a number of military bases around the Amazon, in Colombia, Ecuador, Peru, recently in Brazil, in a military base in Alcantara, which is near the mouth of the Amazon. So we're seeing a real focus by the American government on the Amazon region and trying to dominate that as much as possible. And the last reason really is that because Brazil is a political leader in Latin America, most people feel that if Brazil signs on to the FTAA, everybody's going to sign on. But if Brazil doesn't, it's really not going to fly because Brazil is the key. So that being said, there's a number of reasons that I'm pretty positive. I really think we have the capability to shut this down. There's a few things happening in Brazil that are positive. First of all, the Brazilian government itself, which currently is a pretty conservative government, has been implementing all of these policies for the last 7 years to the T. But the Brazilian government itself has been the most hesitant of the governments in Latin America, really, to enter into the FTAA. There's a few reasons for that. First of all, Brazil is the largest trading partner with a number of countries throughout Latin America, and they feel that by signing the FTAA, Brazil would lose a large part of that to the U.S. Brazil would lose a large part of the exports and imports to other countries. They'd also lose some connections with European countries. Brazil exports a large number of agricultural products and minerals to Europe, which they also feel that with the FTAA may influence the relationship with Europe. Another reason is two pretty recent examples is the U.S. hypocrisy in terms of international trade. I don't know if recently, about 2 or 3 weeks ago, the U.S. Raised import tariffs on steel by 30%. And that fell like a big old brick around the world and really pissed off the Brazilian government. Just the whole idea that forcing everybody else to lower their tariffs, but meanwhile raising and maintaining American tariffs. The other thing that happened recently was the fast track in December, that was passed in December. In the U.S. Congress, they passed the fast track in the House, which gives authority to the president to do all the negotiations for the FTAA. And then later, the Congress can only vote yes or no after 20 hours of debate. But when they passed the fast track in the House, they said, sure, we passed the fast track, but these 300 items, the U.S. Congress will have last say. So once again, it's the whole thing like, do as we say, but not as we do. You know, we want free trade and unlimited trade for everybody except for these 300 items that we want to protect. In fact, about 2 days after the fast track was passed here, there was a motion in the House of the Brazilian Congress for Brazil to pull out of the negotiations just because of the U.S. hypocrisy. So even the conservative government is fairly hesitant to enter into the FTAA. Outside of that, we're having elections in Brazil this year, and the Workers' Party candidate, Lula, has a fairly good chance of winning. He's the perennial loser. He's lost three times, but there's always the fourth chance. So you never know. But the Workers' Party has declared officially that if elected, that Brazil will not sign on to FTAA. We don't know if they're going to continue on that line, but up until now, they're very solid on that. Another thing is this year will be a very hot year in terms of popular mobilization throughout Brazil. The MST, the landless movement in Brazil, which is the largest popular movement in Brazil, has been really pretty quiet in the last couple of years due to a really strong counteroffensive by the government. But this year, actually, in the middle of April, they're planning dozens and dozens of land occupations and mobilizations through the country, as well as a number of urban organizations are planning urban occupations. The political atmosphere is going to heat up a lot in Brazil. And then lastly, more specifically to the FTAA, is Brazil, as part of a continental campaign against the FTAA, will be holding a plebiscite or a popular vote in September. We're planning September 1st through 7th. And Brazil has the experience, the popular movements in the church in Brazil has the experience of holding a popular plebiscite about the debt in 2000, where over 6 million people in Brazil voted about the debt issue, 95% of whom voted to stop paying it, to break the accord with the IMF. So we're planning, with the experience of that plebiscite, we're hoping we're thinking maybe 20 million and up votes in Brazil. And the plebiscite in Brazil is part of a continental campaign that was officially launched at the World Social Forum in February this year in Brazil. A dozen or more countries throughout Latin America will be holding popular referendums, popular votes about the FTAA, showing that there is no popular support for this thing. And from now until the votes, there's an extensive, enormous popular education campaign taking place in all of the countries of Latin America, as well as the U.S., as we're doing right here. I think there's a lot of reasons to be pretty positive. I think we have the capability. Other than just looking at the political situation in Latin America as a whole, you look at Venezuela, as Hugo Chavez has said, that Venezuela is not going to enter the FTAA. Argentina is in no condition to do any sort of anything right now. Ecuador is on the verge of social revolution led by the indigenous movements, and Cuba is working throughout the continent, mobilizing and educating around the continent. So there's a lot of good things happening throughout the continent. I think we'll be hearing a lot more about the FTAA in times to come throughout the year. Lori Wallach from the Public Citizens has compared the FTAA's, calling it it's like a Dracula. I mean, the more light that shine on it, the more the people see what's happening in the FTAA, in NAFTA, the more it goes away because people won't accept it. So I think every person here, all of us here, really have the responsibility to tell people we need to shine light on this thing. Everything's being held secretly. All the negotiations are being held secretly. So it's our responsibility to spread the word, to participate in all the activities that are going on locally. I think we'll be touching on that now. But I just wanted to, on behalf of the Brazilian people, many people have said, you know, outside of Brazil is a key country, but the U.S. is even more important. The struggle here is very key. It's the U.S. that's pushing this thing. So just calling for a popular participation of all of us here to spread the word and participate in the mobilizations against this. And I think we really have the possibility to beat this. We were in Bangor the other day, and like I was saying, yeah, if you take away these little triangles of 2 or 3% of the population, it leaves really big trapezoids. We're seeing like these trapezoids around the hemisphere are really getting together. So I just wanted to say, like, trapezoids of the world unite.